Morocco presents a striking paradox, a society where public piety masks private rebellion. When touring Morocco after publishing her novel, Leila Slimani found herself approached by countless women desperate to share their stories of sexual frustration and double lives. These whispered confessions revealed not just individual struggles, but an entire society caught between tradition and transformation. Young Moroccans increasingly demand the right to privacy and bodily autonomy, while navigating a system designed to deny both. This tension has created a cultural battlefield where women's bodies serve as the primary terrain of conflict, with virginity as the ultimate prize to be protected or faked. What makes this struggle particularly complex is how deeply hypocrisy has become institutionalized. Do what you like, but do it in private, functions as an unofficial national motto, creating a society where nearly everyone maintains careful facades while engaging in forbidden behaviors behind closed doors. This duplicity extends from teenagers seeking privacy for innocent romance to high-ranking officials who publicly condemn the very behaviors they practice privately. The 2016 scandal involving two senior figures from the Islamist party caught in the act of adultery after careers spent condemning such behavior perfectly illustrates this contradiction. The most tragic aspect of this system is how it transforms natural human desires into sources of shame and secrecy. Women describe sex lives defined by fear and dissociation, unable to experience pleasure without guilt. What should be intimate and joyful becomes transactional and traumatic, creating generations of damaged relationships and emotional wounds that remain largely unaddressed. From an early age, young women in Morocco face significant cultural pressures regarding their personal autonomy and relationships. Family expectations and societal norms create a complex system of behavioral constraints, particularly for unmarried women. These social pressures have led to various underground markets and medical services catering to traditional expectations. The dichotomy between public expectations and private realities creates challenging situations for young adults. Many develop alternative relationship patterns that technically comply with cultural norms while allowing for modern dating practices. This creates a disconnect between societal expectations and actual social behaviors. Young couples face numerous practical challenges in their relationships. Public spaces are heavily restricted, requiring documentation of marital status for access to accommodations. Parents often employ modern technology to monitor their children's movements, while community oversight remains stringent. This leads many to seek privacy in less ideal locations, sometimes resulting in legal complications. The tragic case of Amina El-Filali in 2012 highlighted the serious consequences of these social pressures. This 16-year-old's death by suicide following a legally mandated marriage to her assailant led to significant legal reforms, including the repeal of Penal Code Article 475 in 2014. However, cultural attitudes continue to evolve more slowly than legal frameworks. This complex social dynamic illustrates broader challenges in balancing traditional values with evolving social norms, particularly regarding personal autonomy and relationship choices. The ongoing tension between established customs and changing social expectations continues to impact young people's lives significantly. Behind Morocco's facade of propriety lies widespread sexual violence that remains largely unaddressed. Nearly every woman interviewed shared stories of abuse, assault, or exploitation, experiences rarely disclosed before. This trauma transcends social classes, education levels, and geography, uniting Moroccan women in silent suffering. The accounts follow disturbing patterns. Noor was molested by a cousin at age 5, leaving her unable to tolerate physical contact with boys throughout adolescence. Zor was gang-raped at 15 but feared telling her parents, knowing they might blame her for encouraging the men. Housekeepers describe marital rape as routine. Community tragedies, women with AIDS abandoned by partners, girls impregnated by relatives become background noise, rarely confronted directly. This violence exists within a legal framework that silences victims rather than protects them. Until recently, rapists could escape punishment by marrying their victims. Abortion remains criminalized except in extremely limited circumstances, while children born outside marriage face severe stigma, resulting in thousands of abandoned babies yearly. The culture of shame, hashuma, prevents open discussion of these issues. As one policeman laments, Morocco cannot address problems like pedophilia, incest, rape, the prostitution of minors, because acknowledging them would disrupt the social order. Instead, victims remain silent to protect family honor, allowing abuse to flourish in darkness. Despite constraints, Moroccan women are reclaiming their sexual agency through the internet, which provides protected spaces for connection and solidarity. Websites with sophisticated security protocols connect women while protecting identities, creating virtual communities that transcend class barriers. Fedwa Misk's feminist webzine Kandisha, named after a powerful female spirit, challenges religious conservatives' monopoly on defining morality. "Just being myself is activism," Misk states, refusing to self-censor despite legal risks. Her platform has inspired a new generation of feminist writers, becoming increasingly vocal about their rights. Those who have experienced restrictions firsthand often become the most passionate advocates for sexual freedom. Activists document personal stories, organize demonstrations, and use social media to challenge norms. Former minister Nuzha Skali speaks against legal hypocrisy, highlighting how current laws diverge from young Moroccan social realities. Meanwhile, conservative forces, particularly Islamist groups, have strengthened their opposition, framing the debate as a battle for Morocco's cultural identity. This ideological struggle plays out in courtrooms, parliament, media, and homes across Morocco, reflecting a deeper conflict over national identity that will likely determine the country's trajectory for generations. Historical Islam maintained a progressive stance on sexuality, viewing sex as both a divine gift and spiritual balance beyond mere procreation. From the 9th-13th centuries, Islamic civilization produced rich erotic literature, with scholars openly discussing pleasure and sexual health in works like The Perfumed Garden. Reformist theologian Asma Lamrabat challenges contemporary misconceptions through textual analysis, noting the Quran's relative silence on virginity. Her research reveals that modern obsessions with sexual purity stem from Mediterranean cultural practices rather than religious doctrine. While Morocco's anti-homosexuality laws derive from French colonial code, not Islamic law. From the 19th century onward, Arab cultural decline coincided with increasingly puritanical sexual views, a shift resulting from colonial subjugation, economic decline, and reactive Islamist movements that blamed moral laxity for societal weakness. Lamrabat advocates for reform in religious education, emphasizing liberation over shame. She re-examines verses traditionally used to restrict women's sexuality, showing their original context as guidelines for expanding sexual freedom within marriage. This suggests Moroccan women advocating for bodily autonomy aren't rejecting their cultural identity, but reclaiming its historically progressive elements. For many young urban Moroccans, progress begins with honest conversation. Rim exemplifies this approach, raising her daughter with comprehensive sexual education free from this cult of virginity. Despite her traumatic past, she remains hopeful as women increasingly stand against sexual abuse. Maha Sano's 2012 adaptation of The Vagina Monologues marked a turning point. Performed in both classical Arabic and Moroccan dialect, it created unprecedented discussion spaces across social classes. The Arabic word mabul, vagina, carries such stigma that even doctors avoid it, making these performances both shocking and liberating. The struggle for sexual liberation in Morocco is inseparable from broader societal freedoms. As Foucault observed, sexuality represents a dense transfer point for power relations. Sexual secrecy mirrors political secrecy, producing self-censorship and shame. By sharing their stories despite risks of social ostracism, family rejection, and legal consequences, these women claim not just sexual freedom, but full citizenship. Their courage suggests Morocco's future might embrace both cultural identity and personal autonomy. The revolution has begun, not in streets, but in bedrooms, classrooms, and digital spaces where women dare to speak their truth.